points per game.
Yeah, something. It's crazy.
If you did like the whole thing or
total
something.
Score or whatever.
I don't. It's so many. Rich, there's stats I don't even understand. That's how deep it gets. I can understand everyone in the NBA. Right. I can't even understand everyone in this.
Well, yours was, they could do fairly quickly because all of them but three were zero.
Yes.
The only ones that weren't were shots taken,
four.
Shots made.
Yeah, one of four.
And points.
Yeah. Ben says, I watch Arnie slowly shuffle up and down the court. Arnie, pick a day next week. I don't know. I'm pretty busy next week. We'll have to see. I'm very upset at Ben.
Sitting in your man cave.
Jerry goes, where's intern 11? Should he have shown up the Mets Wild game last night? And then Dave says, I heard Ben challenge Arnie to a basketball game. Yes, if you tune in now, Ben backed out. Which I expected to happen anyway, Rich. I expected that to happen.
I don't know
anyway.
If it's a backout when it's you're talking about your marriage being on the line.
But I knew that was going to happen. God, we're getting a lot of texts.
Luke says, don't forget it's a trophy tournament, Rich. That's right.
That's right.
So they got to have the stat sheets.
You must have the stats.
Right. Did you win a little trophy?
No.
One for four?
Only the winners get the trophy, Rich.
How big is the trophy?
It's about
a plastic.
It's like 6 feet.
Oh,
no,
wow.
No, I'm just kidding. Shut up.
He only gets ice cream after the game.
Yeah, I go to Dairy Queen and get, you know, like an ice cream sandwich.
Is there a Dairy Queen around here?
In Plattsburgh.
Okay.
Maybe. Yeah.
That
I
might
don't
be
know.
Worth a round trip of a ferry.
We all go to Plattsburgh. God, we're getting now, so much.
David Sheldon says, I'll take his place.
How tall are you and how fat are you, Dave? Now you got to reschedule Ben and Auberg.
Ben says, Arnie, just keep letting all the hot air out.
Well, I got to. You won't play me in a one-on-one, and I challenge you. You know, you bark, 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 that I'm going to play the old man, and next thing you know, you lied and backed out. Oh, I forgot. It's the day I'm having my legs chopped off. I forgot to say that. Wow. Did I bring that up? Oh, I forgot to say it's my girlfriend and I's 2.5-week anniversary. I can't make it.
Dave and Sheldon's 5'8", 185, so he's fairly agile.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to play
that's
him.
Is that slightly overweight, 5'8", 185?
I bet he's pudgy.
By the way,
all
Ben,
our listeners are pudgy.
Ben, this is the Ben, this is the same tactic he used when I told him I was going for the weekend to see my daughter at camp. You know,
I haven't seen her.
You just saw her yesterday.
I haven't seen her in 6 hours. What's wrong with you guys?
Whatever.
Wow, you get so mad at me.
Pick a day, loudmouth. See, you're bothering him, and he has to understand that this is
why
all
am
a
I
joke.
The why am I the loud mouth?
Ben, he's just kidding.
No, I'm not just kidding.
This entire
kidding. No,
show is a joke.
No, I'm not just kidding. I'm not. He forfeits. I am the winner. I am the winner.
What is a forfeited basketball score? And how baseball, it's 9-0. And
Scotty Bob goes, I haven't played basketball in 10 years, and I think I could beat Arnie. See, this is what happens. You have one guy chicken out because he's afraid.
No,
and then
he's smart.
And then everybody thinks they can go ahead and beat me in a one-on-one. This is what I was trying to avoid.
All right, so you're going to pick a day. Sam's getting impatient up in the islands, and you don't like impatient islanders.
What does that mean? What do you mean?
Pick a day. He said, what was it, Tuesday, Wednesday,
Who
Friday?
Who the hell's Sam?
Ben.
Oh, Ben.
I'm sorry.
I don't know. I got to look at my calendar to see what day I'm open.
What are you talking about? You sit in your couch all day, every day.
No, I play basketball on Wednesdays.
All right, well, just play him in the afternoon.
I play basketball Mondays and Wednesdays usually.
You have all day to do nothing.
I got to prepare the show.
Prepare the show.
Who do you think writes out these 10 million topics that we never get to?
Let's see. Today's topic, Sox win.
Yes.
Saquon Barkley.
Right.
Sox
the Milwaukee
win
Suns.
For the second time.
The Milwaukee and the Suns, game 6 tonight.
Will the Olympics be canceled?
The Rodgers mixing the 2-year contract extension. And they talked about Giannis maybe being the best player ever in the history of the NBA.
So basically, you just go online, see what's hot, and write it down. 5 minutes, tops.
It takes hours. What is wrong with you?
You didn't get the headline from Norm in Winnipeg?
No, Norm in Winnipeg didn't send me anything.
Norm with some news. The big surprise release of TJ Tour shut down our fan site. Couldn't even accept new members. Too many people trying to watch the video. Very fun video, Huddle. Keep it up.
How many video? Who said that?
Norm from Winnipeg.
How many people watched the tour video?
I don't know. It doesn't say. It shut down the website. So many people were trying to watch.
Intern 11 is giving a little attitude about these tours. He doesn't want to do them.
That's because he's famous now. He's big time.
Oh, he's very famous.
He is. For a guy who doesn't ever hardly go on the air, he's a big deal around
here. I would think that he would try to, you know, to parlay this into getting a girlfriend.
Or something.
Or something.
Or a job.
Or a job. That too. A hilarious video. We're getting so much today. Where did that one go?
Scotty Bob, all I have to do is dribble for 4 minutes. I lost it. There's so many coming in so fast.
Stop, everybody.
No, don't stop.
Hilarious
stop,
video,
don't.
Artie. I agree. Interns need to do this. Yeah, we are. We have intern 11 going down to the with intern 13 going down to the waterfront tomorrow. And I was going to play Ben and Arberg on Friday. He backed out.
Right. But next week, we're going to start the intern summer games.
But maybe it's good that Ben backed out because he, what did he say, weigh 230 pounds?
Well, Ben?
Yeah. So
yes.
He was a heart attack waiting to happen.
And
anyway.
You weigh how much?
231.
Oh, wow.
But I'm a trim 231, Rich.
Svelte. I think that's what we call it, svelte.
Yeah.
David Sheldon, I am chubby, but I do coach high school football.
I knew he was chubby. I could just tell the way
he's high school football coach, which means he's built.
I could tell the way he was texting that he was chubby. I could just tell in your text.
That's one of the most ridiculous things you've ever said.
But I was right.
And that's
but
saying
I was right.
Something.
But was I right?
Well, everybody's
or was I right?
Chubby.
I could tell the
way
he was texting.
Ever been to the fair?
I bet he's not even chubby, but he's fat.
Ever been to Walmart?
Yeah.
Everyone's fat. Except for Peter and Williston, who just sent a picture of him lifting enormous amounts of weight. Look at the arms on that guy.
Yeah, that guy's ripped. We should put pictures. We should have people send our listeners send pictures of themselves and put it on the website.
Ben says, "Come on, Arnie, pick a day."
Ben, I picked Friday. You told me no.
Okay, what's the day next week?
I don't. I got to look at my calendar.
We're on the verge of throwing a flag on the field here and saying that now you're backing out because, you know. He couldn't do Friday, so he said any day next week, and then he asked you to pick a day, and now you can't find it within your schedule.
I have to look at my calendar book.
Right.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
I have to see what days I'm open.
Is your mother-in-law still in your life?
Okay, wait, let me get my calendar book.
He works 2 hours a day.
He's going to get his calendar. Oh, he's actually leaning over.
I got my calendar book.
That's 2 calories.
See, there you go, calendar book.
Why do you have a calendar book when every day is the exact same? By the way, is your mother-in-law still at the condo?
Get up at noon.
I don't know where she is. No, yeah, she's still at the condo somewhere.
She has conveniently disappeared.
I think I locked her up. All right, next week. What days do I have open next week?
Let's see here, Tuesday.
I have free Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday.
So
funny. they all look the same.
I'm not open Wednesday because I got a basketball game.
All those days look the same in your schedule book. Wednesday. Wake up at 11, eat some Fruit Loops.
Sit around in your underwear.
It just happens I have a free week next week. Turns out that way. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Now, poorhouse Roger wants to play you, and he's 6'3", 255.
Oh, I can't play everybody. Roger's 255?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a heart attack for sure. All I have to do is run around in circles, that guy. Shouldn't take much to beat him.
Probably flatten you.
6'3"? I'm about almost 6'1".
Correct.
So he's only 2 inches taller than me.
And about the same weight.
No, I'm 230. I'm 25 pounds light.
Come on, you've gained 30 pounds since Corona.
I'm 231. 0.2.
That's just wrong.
That's not wrong. That's true. Stop it.
All right, Dave and Sheldon wants to play you Tuesday after
5. No, I can't
play
everybody Tuesday after 5.
The Grand Hoops Tour with
Yeah, why
Arnie.
Don't I just play you during the show at 5:15? The people making up their own time.
You'd like that because then you can get out of the show.
You started this.
Only with Ben and Arberg, I did. And then I didn't think he would back out this fast. I thought I would get there on Friday and he would just be a no-show and lie and say his car broke down or... He'd come up with some stupid reason like it was his anniversary or something like that, Rich. You know what I mean? That's what I thought he was going to do.
Oh, my. I guess I can't read Rams fan Ralph. He has a condition going on right now. Justin Colchester, Arnie reminds me of the guy from Along Came Polly playing basketball. TJ will know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. You know what that is, Rich?
I know Jennifer Aniston was in it.
What's that actor's name?
Ben Stiller.
Yeah, Ben Stiller's playing basketball, and he's guarding a guy with no shirt on.
Oh,
and the
I've
guy
seen
is
that.
Sweaty, yes. And he takes a shot at Ben Stiller's face.
Right. And his man boobs just crushes his face.
All the sweat just goes down his side.
By the way, David Sheldon is apparently Ben is his older brother.
Oh, so they're both fat.
So how about a 2-on-1?
I can't play them both.
Maybe you could get Trimboli to join your team.
Trimboli not that good. Yeah, I'm the Trimboli stopper in my
Arnie's only going to get Stromboli to join his team. That's about it.
I can't wait till I play Trimboli's team. I'm going to crush that guy.
Whatever.
What do you mean, whatever? We're 3-2. He's 0-5.
Hunter at Essex is Arnie's first annual one-on-one tournament.
Holy crap.
What?
What? What?
Norman in Winnipeg just sent a screenshot?
Yeah.
Of the tour from yesterday?
Yeah.
13,100 views.
That's what it says. 13,100 views yesterday alone. That's got to be wrong.
13,000 people, 13,100 people?
Watching us sitting around in the studio.
No.
What, was this the
wait,
tour?
Wait. You got me confused. 13,000 people watch on Twitch or 13,000 watch the tour, TJ?
Watched the tour.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
13,000 people.
How can I make some money on this? Hell, I'll do one. Where's
See,
my...
That's an internal...
Show me how to work the camera.
And Internal 11's giving us an attitude about this.
Well, that's because he's famous.
He's got his own audience of 13,000. You think he would do a better job on the tours?
How bored do people have to be to watch that?
Why? It's a good tour. If you ever wanted the movie, I'd watch that to see if I like the waterfront and the surrounding areas.
So it's the thing he did yesterday. Went around Church Street, whatever, wherever he went, and 13,100 people watched that.
What was the last tour he did? I don't even remember, TJ. Was it the studio?
Well, I did the studio tour yesterday.
Was it? This is the 13,000 on the studio tour, or are you doing the board thing?
It was the board thing.
Okay, wow.
It was the board thing.
So it was only like 3 minutes long or something like that?
No, it was...
I think this was a combination of both.
It was 15 minutes long.
What the?
The second video I cut.
Okay.
Where we did the teases and showed them how we recorded teases and put them in.
All right, wow. Ben has put the gauntlet down. Tuesday, 6:30. Be there.
I got to look at my calendar.
Where are you playing? JC Park?
All right, Tuesday... 6:30. This is the last time I'm scheduling this. Tuesday, 6:30, the 27th.
I don't know. Sometime in July, I guess.
Verse Ben. I am not rescheduling anymore.
Arnie, that's Tuesday, 6:30.
You're done. Fine.
He's throwing the gauntlet down.
Said Tuesday, 6:30, the 27th at JC Park. If you're at 6:31, I leave the court.
Boy, we need that Western music with the
6:31, I give you 59 seconds for courtesy. 6:31, I get in my car, I walk to my Bronco, and I get the hell out of here.
And by 6:35, he's beating you.
We need that Western music with a whistle in it.
Yeah, exactly. Jessica from Burlington, can you read that one, Rich?
Huddle, fellas, make sure you do the right thing. Have each intern do their own tour, and we pick a winner.
Yeah, they want to do it. Where's intern 12? Is he sleeping? Wake him up, would you please?
He's got some sort of thing in his ear. What is that?
How come every time at about 4:25, 4:22 to 4:25, there's a smell in here and he's sleeping? I want to know what's going
on. That's you from your effort.
He's never around here at 4:20, but around 4:25 he comes back in.
What is that thing in his ear? I see a lot of kids with those.
Earbuds?
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah.
Okay. TJ's giving me that look.
What is wrong with
Whenever
you?
Whenever I see one in the ear in an Uber ride, I know we're not going to be having a conversation.
Consultant Sam, I guarantee you Arnie will come up with a random muscle cramp. I even have a bad back, and I was still going to play Ben and Auburn because I know I could play with I could be at 50% and still beat that guy.
Dave says he'll back up. He'll be there at 6:30 Tuesday if Ben can't make it. Maybe you could make him the ref. Yeah, the guy's brother could be the ref. What could go wrong?
I should just have a bunch of people show up on Tuesday. I should just take them on one at 6:30, 6:35, 6:40, 6:45. Just beat everybody.
So J.C. Park is the one off Appachian Road.
Yes,
okay.
Right.
And
right.
Right there. It's behind Williston Road businesses.
Okay. I'll bet you $10. Ben says, I'll be there. I'll bet you $10 he's not there.
Oh, he'll be there.
What do you want to say?
Tony says at the Champlain Valley Fair, you should have a basketball court set up, and you could take on Arnie one-on-one. If you win, you're entered to win Celtics tickets or $20 if you beat him. That sounds like a good idea.
Wow.
It could be expensive. Involved.
Huddle, is the Huddle Fan Club in Winnipeg the 101.3 Club or the Blue and Gold Room trying to join?
I have no idea.
I don't even know what that means.
I assume refers to their beloved Winnipeg Blue Bombers football team.
Well, Norman in Winnipeg, if you could send us the link to join our own fan club, that would be awesome.
Yeah, I would like to do that. So 13,000 watched the first video. So tomorrow will be the waterfront with intern 11 and intern 13. Intern 12, you better think of where you want to do a tour. You know what about a tour of UVM? the dorms and all that stuff.
Yeah, you can't get in.
Well, what about UVM?
You can walk around the
campus.
You can campus,
walk around UVM, you lazy good for nothing. Make him do a tour of UVM, Intern 12. When does Intern 12 come back?
Is it Intern 12? Thursday.
By Thursday. Can you have a tour of the UVM by Thursday when you come back?
He can show you
He just shrugs his shoulders at me.
He can show you the area.
This is your job. I'm going to give you an F. You'll never graduate.
He can show you the area behind the restaurant where he smokes weed next to the dumpster.
Where Rich sleeps?
Brian in Bristol wins the Captain Obvious Award for today. Why Intern 12 has gone to 412, 20 is because he's puffing the magic dragon. Think about it, guys.
Oh, I didn't know that. I figured that out. Yeah, I figured that out.
So Ben says he's going to be there at 6, so he'll have lots of practice like he'll need it.
All right, so anyway, that's what you're going to do. So tomorrow we'll have the Intern 11 at the waterfront with Intern 13. Intern 12, you will have UVM on Thursday. On Thursday. Yes, there you go. So he's got that down.
First time
that's
Dexter.
That's his homework assignment.
Arnie, there's a cemetery just up the road from that park on Patch, and you'll be fine.
Wow.
It's true, there is one there on the left.
And the ground's soft.
Look at this again.
A lot of rain.
Justin's going to make this as difficult as possible. Careful, guys. There are two parks on Patchen Road. Now Arnie has an out. I was at the other park. What is wrong with you?
Well, the only other park on Patchen Road is like
Szymanski Park.
Way down at the end on the Winooski end.
Right.
Okay.
So that's why we said J.C. Park.
Right. The one right behind the Williston Road businesses by Zachary's Pizza, Dunkin' Donuts. Right.
Yeah. Right there.
That.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. I still tell you he's not showing up. Who said he's in good shape? Was that his brother or something like that? His loser brother?
Wow.
No, I'm just kidding.
Apparently that's a Jewish cemetery, Arnie.
Oh, thank you for bringing that up. I'm glad of that. Arnie's not going to show. He's full of hot air. Rich, am I going to show or not?
Oh, you will be there.
Of course I'm going to be there.
Yeah.
I'd rather go down, losing than not show up.
On crutches.
So now I got to be the guy that's in good shape.
Or in the Jewish cemetery.
Yeah, now I got to be the guy in good shape. The way I'm going, I can't even get to the Jewish Hall of Fame. They won't even let me in the Jewish cemetery,
probably.
How are
you going to be in good shape by next what
no,
day
No, I
got to
play a guy in good shape is what I said.
You have no shot. You'll be lucky if you score a point.
TJ, what happened to the Valley game night last night? Was listening, and then it got cut in the middle of Intern 13 talking to Fox Sports.
No.
We didn't even have a game night last night, did we?
Didn't happen. We had 4.5 minutes of Champlain Valley game night, and then we went to Sox pregame.
No, I believe that text.
And then 5 minutes later, the Red Sox led by 8 runs.
You always say it didn't happen, and it happens. I always say, well, how come I'm getting a 50 million text if somebody said we're not having dead air? And you go, didn't happen. We had no dead air.
Well, I was listening to the pregame show, and there was no dead air.
Thank you.
It just went right into the game.
Thank you.
I still believe the texts are over you guys.
Look at all the texts saying it's a Jewish cemetery.
Well, thank you, everybody. I appreciate that. I really do.
So bizarre the direction this show goes in.
I do appreciate that. To everybody that's looking out for we do have Gone But Not Forgotten coming up later.
Any sports you can think of? You want to talk about that first inning in Buffalo last night? Was that a thing of beauty?
I was going to talk about Aaron Rodgers, but...
Oh, that's great. What's the rumor today?
I'm a little burnt out on Aaron Rodgers.
Every time I turn on this station, there it is.
Right, the rumor is today is that this is not a rumor reported by Adam Schefter. And this is actually true.
So it's a rumor reported by Adam Schefter.
No, this is fact.
Okay, what's he doing? Hosting Jeopardy?
No. The Green Bay Packers offered him a 2-year extension to make him the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. And he said, no, thank you.
Yeah, he's out.
Yeah, when somebody says, I don't want it, I say no. To a 2-year extension that's going to be make me the highest paid quarterback in the NFL, or the highest, excuse me, Rich, the highest paid player in the NFL, then I've got to trade you. I don't know how many times have I said that in the last 6 months since we've been talking about this. He doesn't want to play for you. He doesn't want to play for you anymore.
Right, but how low do you sell, though, on Aaron Rodgers right now?
It doesn't make a difference. He doesn't want, and you can still, you're not selling low. You can still do, he's coming off an MVP type season, MVP season. So you can still get good return for him. And you have your other quarterback, just move on. When he says no to making you the highest paid player in the NFL with a 2-year extension, it's time to move on.
Yeah, that's kind of a hint.
And I thought he was going to get traded. What did I say, back in January or before the draft?
Yeah, you guaranteed it on draft day. Well, that was a promise.
You know what it is? You know right now that he doesn't want to sign. You've got to get rid of him, Rich. And everybody, I heard Colin talking about this. I heard Gottlieb talking about this. I heard Dan Patrick talking about this. He's got to go, man. He's got to go.
Yeah. The thing is, though, like I said, I just don't like the timing for the Packers. Because somebody's going to offer him the moon. You have an instant credibility playoff-bound team with Aaron Rodgers as your quarterback. But who's going to do that?
Jessica in Burlington, Arnie, I listened to game night and was 100% cut out in the middle of intern 13 talking.
Wow. Okay, well, Jessica's credible.
Jessica's not very credible.
Not that all of Winnipeg is incredible. It's just that
you're not calling Jessica a liar, are you, TJ?
She's right here.
Wow.
Ben also says urgent care is right around the corner for Arnie.
Thank you.
It's true. You're about 200 yards from urgent care.
If Arnie beats Ben next week at JC Park, maybe he can get inducted into the South Burlington Jewish Hall of Fame.
South Burlington.
Do they have a Williston Jewish Hall of Fame? Am I the only Jewish person?
Latkes in the snack bar.
Yeah. Am I the only Jewish person in Williston?
No, of course not. Oh.
I was going to say, am I the only Jewish person in Vermont? Let's start there.
You got to be careful with that answer. No, there's a lot of Jewish people in this state.
Not in Williston.
I don't know. I used to go to church in Williston, but it wasn't a Jewish church.
Well, there's no such thing as there's a temple.
Synagogue.
Yeah,
whatever
it's called, yeah. I don't know. I'm not Jewish.
Oh, but they certainly know where the Jewish cemeteries are, that's for sure. Where I can go and hang out there. If you want to jump in, 802-655-6672. We've gotten so much on the Town Fair Tire text line, I can't even back up now.
Yeah, Rams fan Ralph is saying that I would love Aaron Rodgers on the Patriots. Hell yeah. Absolutely. But what are you giving up for him? Half the team?
By the way, just on a side note, but when we do our predictions on the season, this is why you get to change your predictions up to game one of the NFL. Did you see the starting running back for the Rams?
Oh, did he hurt himself?
Did he hurt himself? Cam Akers?
Oh, yeah, he's gone.
ACL.
Yep.
Done. Dunzo.
See ya.
Goodbye.
Didn't stop Tom Brady.
Yeah, didn't stop. He had MCL. That's what he was doing.
Do you buy that?
Yeah.
I don't know. Tell me the difference. Is an ACL much more serious than an MCL?
When I used to study medicine in school.
You?
The answer is the ACL is much worse than the MCL.
Okay. It has to be.
His first Super Bowl win, they claimed that he played with a tear in the ACL.
Yeah. Brock said ACL, Achilles. Yeah, Achilles is...
Oh, that's nothing to mess
Achilles
with.
Is
yeah,
bad.
You don't want to mess with the Achilles,
though. Nope. No. Elliot in Essex. Good grief, Rich. A Jewish church. Go back to 8th grade social studies.
Yeah.
Church versus synagogue.
Yeah, you need to go back to 8th grade. It's not even the dumbest thing you said this week. Yesterday when you said, who's in Space Jams 2? I'm like, what the hell is wrong with this guy?
I don't go to movies.
I think we should do something like Culture Week for Rich.
Yes. Absolutely.
Like make him eat some Chinese food.
Oh, no. And watch some sort of TV show that everyone watches that I've never heard of.
Yes.
And watch an episode of Star Wars.
Oh, everybody said he tore his Achilles, not his ACL.
Okay, how can you possibly play football with a torn Achilles?
Well, you can't. You can't play with
okay.
either one.
Never mind. I'm just going to turn my mic off. I think this is called brain fog.
You want to jump in? 802-655-6672. I do want to get some Patriots stuff in. I got some Giants stuff I want to bring up. You don't care about Game 6 tonight between Milwaukee and Phoenix?
I'll watch towards the end. Well, I'm going to be at the ballpark all night. They have a doubleheader tonight. And tomorrow night, for that matter, as the sleep deprivation experiment continues.
Well, the game's not until starting until 9, like 9:15.
All right, well, yeah, but we were talking a doubleheader, but that's not my problem. I just think that I will watch the end of it because I'd like to see celebrations. Those are fun. Milwaukee, what's it been, 50 years since Lou Alcindor took over and they won?
Yeah, and that's when he didn't want to play in Milwaukee anymore, and he forced his way out, and he got traded to Los Angeles.
Yeah, ended up with the Lakers and became the all-time greatest scorer.
Brian Winters and a few others. I don't remember who else got that.
Byron Scott was later.
What is wrong with you?
Not that much later.
Much later. Much later. Gosh.
All right, who was Gail Goodrich?
Gail Goodrich played for...
Was Jerry West on that Lakers
team? Yeah, he was on that.
And my brain fog is lifting.
Yeah, there you go. It's right around that era, right around there.
Who else?
I'm in Fargo on the last night, the second show in the middle of intern 13 talking cut off.
Okay.
Okay, but that's not a us thing.
No, that's not an us thing.
Mm-mm.
It's TJ. It's a TJ.
No,
thing.
It's not.
Oh. He hates me.
God, you're an a-hole.
He just
today.
Hates me.
Are you just discovering this?
I'm so nice to TJ, too. It's amazing.
Nightmare.
All right, you want to get it? 802-655-6672. I do have a Sox rumor I want to get to.
Oh, great.
I do want to get the little Saquon Barkley, and I got some stuff on the Patriots. Did you see where they were ranked offensively? It's absolutely pathetic.
That's about right.
Yeah, it's pathetic. So we'll get to all that coming up next. You're in the huddle. 101.3 the game. He doesn't sound too sure about himself, Saquon Barkley, everybody.
No, if I'm a Giants fan and I heard what he said, what's that, yesterday?
Yeah, say where he said, are you going to be ready?
He feels pretty good.
I feel pretty good, but I don't know. To be honest, I don't know when I'm going to be ready for practice.
Now, when was he supposed to be ready for week one? Is this a surprise?
Because we just assumed he was going to be ready after the whole
I agree.
Time missing the games. And he got hurt in the second week of the season. I mean,
he just said, whenever I'm able to get out there, just make sure I'm 110%.
Well, here he is talking about being available for week one. He says he's not sure.
What are your expectations for yourself this summer?
My expectation of myself this summer is come out, continue to be a leader, continue to be supportive. Whatever I'm able to do, whatever I'm told to do, go at 110% and eventually get back to playing the sport that I love.
You've been talking also about, like, how much do you expect? Would you like to go out there and play full, or do you think it's maybe in your best interest to kind of play it slow play?
Got played out by ear, you know. But coming to rehab, rehab never a straight line. So you just got to play that by ear, listen to your body, listen to your knee, and whatever your body is telling you, go with that.
What the hell does that mean?
He's not being committal in any
way. No, I'd say I'm ready to roll. I'm ready to, I feel good, let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Right.
And someone should have said if there was a game today at 4 o'clock, could you play?
Right.
Oh, well, that's what you should have asked.
It's been 11 months, by the way, is the answer.
I said, yeah. That's why I said we got hurt early in the season. I would say right now, game in an hour. You ready to go? Can you play? Are you good to go?
Right, because kind of have to play that by year is not going to work.
Actually, like Ben and Allberg, it's his anniversary tonight.
Wow.
So no.
No show. By the way, the Patriots ranked 27th offensively.
Well, there's a lot of questions.
Only the Colts, Eagles, Jets, Lions, and Texans are ranked worse offensively coming into the season, TJ.
They took the Carson Wentz banner down off.
Yeah, I saw that.
The link on Monday.
I saw that.
I don't know. There was no hurry, apparently. He's only been gone for how long?
I know it. I see a lot of 13-10 finals next year if they don't fix that offense. Or if something... The other thing to think about, too, is the defense, to me, is a pretty short thing right now. That's top five or six in the league, as I see it, with everybody coming back. But the offense, there's just so many question marks. But there were a lot of question marks of the Red Sox offense this year coming in, some of these guys.
Yeah, I got to read this text. Just saw the tour on Twitch. I joined the Blue and Gold fan club last week. Finally, yesterday, got approved. I love the huddle merchandise. What huddle merchandise? Do we have merchandise?
Oh.
Do we have
hats.
We have hats.
I don't think we have merchandise.
I love the huddle merchandise. I think it's someone just blow a cover.
No, I think it's like our fan club.
Okay, but what merchandise? Is somebody selling stuff with our likeness on it?
I'm sure they are.
Well, I'd like to know about that.
Yeah, I'm sure they are.
Time to lawyer up, boys.
Shut up. You're not getting anything. Oh, you and your money.
Me and my money.
Yeah.
All $12.
It's just funny that they're selling huddle merchandise. I don't have any idea what the hell they're talking
about. Is that legal?
Probably not. The hell do I care? Jefferson said, I like the idea of the intern competition doing their own tour, then continue on maybe doing Olympic-style events or sports-style, home run derby, etc. And I said we could have a sponsorship deal. Well, he really calling the shots now. I love it. I love that.
We should do a show in Winnipeg, live from IG Field, the home of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Right at the corner of Chancellor Matheson Road and University Crescent.
I think my wife's mad at me. I sent
right,
her...
Right over his head.
Yeah, I was looking at my wife sent me. I said, what's for dinner? I put dinner with a question mark. And she just wrote back, you won't starve.
Wow, that opens up a lot of possibilities.
Well, I'll just stop on the way at McDonald's on the way home then. Surely I won't starve. What the hell the cut answer I won't starve is?
Well, that means it's going to be something so appealing that you're actually going to want to eat her cooking.
Rams right. Van Ruff, there's a bobblehead of TJ sleeping.
Great.
I love that. Tomorrow's the expansion team announcement in Seattle.
Yep.
Is Price going to go to Seattle? He has zero chance of going.
I think there is no chance of that, and the Canadians knew there was no chance of that. That's why they left him unprotected.
Absolutely.
As far as the Bruins, it'll be interesting. They left a couple of big names out there.
Could be two, one of three names.
Go
Richie.
Ahead. Who? Oh, yeah, Richie. Yeah.
Who are the other two that we were talking about yesterday? I can't remember off the top.
Well, Krejci's a freeze out there. He was left unprotected, but there's no way.
No, he's going to
Jeremy
take...
Lozon, maybe?
No.
Connor Clifton?
Clifton was the other one, and there was one more. I can't remember.
Mike Riley?
No.
Taylor Hall? No, he's too
expensive. No, because he's going to end up signing anyway with
Chris
Boston.
Wagner, the fourth liner?
No, he's going to... Hall is going to end up signing, and they're going to get Sutter, too.
Not Tuca.
No, they left him open, though.
Yes, they did.
They left him open. They're never going to take Tuca anyway. He would retire before
he would.
Besides, they signed the goalie from Florida, to a three-year contract.
Right.
So I don't know how many goalies. They'll probably only take one goalie in the expansion league draft.
I think what might make sense for them from the Bruins would be Connor Clifton. I mean, he had his moments where he was just overmatched last year, but he was pretty good down the stretch.
Well, what are you looking for? So, do you want to try to make the playoffs? Are you just trying to get your first year under your belt? Do you want to be competitive? Do you don't care if you stink? I don't know.
I think what you're looking for is balance. And I think once Vegas did what they did, hell, they made the Stanley Cup playoffs in their first year. Once that happened, that changed all the rules, I think, for expansion drafts.
Yeah, but you're not going to duplicate that.
You wouldn't think so.
No,
but,
you're not going to do.
But they've
got
to be a little bit inspired by what happened in Las Vegas.
Who are the two goalies they got? They got the goalie from Pittsburgh.
They got Marc-Andre Fleury right off the gate.
That's not going to happen this time around.
Well, it does if they spend. You could get Carey Price or Tuukka Rask, although, as you said, Tuukka won't go. I just think you have to find some balance. You have to find two or three big-name guys or one or two big-name guys and try to figure out a balance and a mix of a bunch of guys who are going to ask for $1 million to $2 million a year and are going to overachieve. That's what happened with Vegas. A lot of those guys went there and were just good. Plus, of course, the other teams were hung over so badly for every game they never lost at home.
Norman says, we're making up merchandise. About 20% will be kept for ourselves to run the club. The rest is going to go to the Winnipeg Children's Miracle Charity, thanks to Lenny. I don't know the guy's last name. That's fine with me. That works with me.
Absolutely.
That's totally cool.
Helping
with that.
Children, I'm in.
You're totally. You ever seen? You don't. Just on that subject, you ever seen the Iowa football games?
I've seen them on TV.
But you know what I'm talking about, TJ. At the end of the third quarter, the whole stadium stands up, turns around to the children's hospital, which is connected,
And waves,
and they wave to the kids.
That's awesome.
Yeah, which is
so
cool.
It's very cool. No, we're totally on board with that.
Yep.
Yeah, the Winnipeg Children's Miracle Charity,
close to home.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Not as cool as the Penn State Whiteout, which
way
cooler.
Wow.
Beaver Stadium than it is in Winnipeg.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to more of these tweets. Plus, we have to get the Gone But Not Forgotten. That's coming up next. You're in the huddle. What am I pointing to the game?
Hey,
it's one small step for man.
Oh, yes.
That's right. That was on this day, wasn't it?
Neil Armstrong?
Yep, 1969.
Apollo 11, or was it 13?
13, I think.
No, wait a minute. 13 is the one that barely got back to
Earth. Yeah,
yeah. No, Apollo 11.
Great movie?
Oh, Apollo 11.
Apollo 11.
Sorry, you're right.
There you go. Of course I'm right.
You're Arnie Spanier.
I'm Arnie Spanier. I'm a big deal. Just ask me. I remember that because my dad told my mom that they had landed on the moon, and it was just unbelievable back then. And then she said, yeah, they met up with some aliens. They're talking to them, sitting down for dinner.
Man, your bloodlines are just – none of that surprises me in any way.
You don't think some people would fall for that?
Your father being a BSer, who would have guessed?
War of the Worlds? You haven't heard of it? Yes. Come on now.
Well, and of
course,
come
on now.
Jeff Bezos went to space this morning.
Yes.
Right.
I swear I didn't say anything.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because in space you can't hear the Amazon warehouse worker scream.
Oh. You know, I thought something bad was going to happen to those guys. You know that, right? Because I like, who could take a spaceship and this thing not blowing up or crash landing or something?
Yeah, the Krista McAuliffe syndrome.
Yeah.
Do you ever feel that way, too? Every time you see a spaceship blast off now, you think it's going to blow up.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially, you're talking about guys just had a boatload of money and just wanted to go into space.
Right, that image of that day will never go away
By the way, I thought they were going to go, like, really, in the space where they'd be gone for like a month or something.
Yeah, what do they do? Go above the clouds and come back?
They're only in weightlessness for 4 minutes. The flight that left this morning with Bezos went 8 miles higher than Virgin Galactic and Richard Branson. So I'm like, you have to start asking, is this a space race or a measuring contest? I don't know what's going on. It sounds like somebody's overcompensating.
How much have they spent each?
Billions.
$100 billion? Is that right? I can't even make sense of money.
Do have to say, if I was going to fly with any of them, I think I'd fly with Branson. He seems to be cool.
Well, he also...
Like, Bezos is a nerd.
Yeah, but he also runs... Yeah, started his money with an airline, right?
Yeah, and his ship, I don't know if you saw pictures of his ship, the Virgin Galactic ship. It's got the big Virgin logo all the way across.
That's the whole point of him doing everything.
Yeah, exactly.
But it looks cool.
It does.
Exactly.
It looks cooler than the other ones.
It must have taken up... By the way, speaking of money, before we get to Garbage Not Forgotten... I saw that news story about my mother-in-law was telling me about that story about Alice Cooper. You know Alice Cooper?
Sure. From
Vincent Furnier.
He's a Phoenix boy.
Is he, I don't want to put, stereotypes on rockers.
Okay.
Has there been drugs, alcohol, or both?
Absolutely.
Isn't that the guy that drank blood or something like
that?
No,
that's Ozzy.
Okay.
But he did bite the, what did he do? Eat a bat or a dove, or he did something horrible to a dove or something?
That was Ozzy.
What did Alice Cooper do?
He used to have the weird makeup, too, didn't he?
He still does.
Okay. He used to do the decapitations on stage. He created shock rock.
Well, I guess he didn't remember. He used to be friends with Andy Warhol.
Mm-hmm. That does not surprise me.
And I guess 20 years ago, in his drunken, drug-induced state, he got a painting from Warhol and didn't even realize it, had it in his closet.
It's worth a couple bucks.
One of his buddies, Dennis Hopper, said he was selling a Warhol painting and it made him go, I think I have one. So he went through his closet. There it was, not framed, just sitting there collecting dust. And it was called like the little electric chair or something like that.
Huh.
And he's selling it for between $2.5 and $4.5 million. In the upcoming auction.
There it was.
Real name Vincent.
Just sitting there.
Real name Vincent Furnier. Loves to play golf at the Phoenix Country Club.
Oh, he's a golfer.
Huge avid. And dad was a preacher.
I know, isn't that wild?
Yeah.
They said he bit the head off a snake.
And then some. Rams fan Ralph.
Yeah, I could imagine.
Maybe. I don't know.
No, his stage shows are pretty unbelievable. For a guy who was probably 65, if not more, he's still out there. Still doing his thing.
Yeah, he's a guillotine on stage where he chops his own head off.
Jeez.
Now that's rock and roll.
That's rock and roll.
Scotty Bob, to quote the show Billions, what point is having blank you money if you don't say blank you every once in a while? Yeah, I could see that. Yeah. I could definitely see that. No problem there. Because they both have blank you money.
No, the truth of the matter is if we'd had the government develop it, we'd have paid a lot more.
Jack in North Carolina, based on what Bezos' rocket looked like, it was a measuring contest. Did you see that thing?
He had an 18-year-old kid on his flight. What parents would let an 18-year-old kid be on that flight?
Yeah, really?
Yeah, son, go ahead. Go right ahead. Yeah,
go blow yourself up.
Another billion.
But he didn't know. He didn't pay anything for it. It was some guy paid, $30 million and backed out. Oh, who was it that paid the $30 million and backed out?
Like you're going to in your basketball game.
Wow.
I think it was Ben from Allberg that backed
out.
Yeah,
Ben and Allberg backed out. So did we figure out he's in shape? Is that what we figured out? You said his brother said that he was in shape?
Yes.
Ben and Allberg?
Yes.
That has me worried a little bit.
Next week's Gone But Not Forgotten could be Arnie Spanier.
Wow, Knockwood, thank you.
That's a hint, by the way. It's 57 minutes after the hour.
We were supposed to play today. A Friday in basketball, and he's backing out.
Yes, because it's his anniversary. He's a very smart man.
He forgot it was his anniversary.
Okay, well, that's unfortunate.
How could you forget something like that?
Oh, happens guys? All the time.
I thought guys always. Isn't that part of guys? Don't they forget their anniversary and birthdays?
Oh, I forget it was my anniversary, birthday, her birthday, and Christmas all rolled into one. I can't play now.
My point exactly.
I can't play. Arnie, Alice Cooper toured in Winnipeg years ago in a Winnipeg company, now the largest window door company in Canada. Wilmar Windows made him glass snakes head door handles for a news Phoenix home. Yeah, he lives in Phoenix.
He's always been there.
Yeah, he loves it down there. Loves playing golf.
Who wouldn't love 127 degrees?
All right, hour one in the books.
What are we doing? Gone but not forgotten.
Oh yeah, gone but forgotten. Let's do that. Let's go. Go.
It's Tuesday, so it's time for Gone but Not Forgotten. Thanks to Elmwood Minier Funeral Home and Cremation Center in Burlington.
All right, Rich, I'll start things off. A big part of our life comes from this guy that passed away.
That's my. I hope it's not the same guy as mine.
Guillermo.
Oh, wait a minute. Wasn't he on The Tonight Show or something?
Yeah, he was on The Tonight Show.
Okay.
Guillermo Marconi may have invented the radio.
Guillermo.
Yeah, that Guillermo, Italian inventor, electric engineer who pioneered work on long-distance radio transmission.
Yes, thank you, Marconi.
Dies of a heart attack at the age of 63 years old. He's the reason why you and I have a career. Thank you very much.
Yes.
And one more. Bruce Lee.
Oh, boy.
Martial arts. Kung Fu guy. Do you know how old he was?
Kung Fu guy.
Do you know how old he was when he died?
48.
TJ?
36.
32.
Oh, wow.
32.
Huh.
Yeah, I knew it wasn't in his 40s.
You ever see him and Kareem in Enter the Dragon?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. That was the strangest scene.
Kareem throws down. Kareem is was friends with with Bruce Lee. Anyway, that's my two there. Go ahead.
Mine that none of you will care about, but Kansas was always one of my favorite bands, and their violinist died yesterday, Robbie Steinhardt.
You're right.
He was 71 years old. They are a massively underrated band.
That's the best you can do for Gone But Not Forgotten. Yeah.
And mine is Arnie's Credibility.
Wow, what did I do wrong now?
We have figured out the Champlain Valley game night problem that happened last night. If you're listening on the app, if you're listening on the stream, the Boston Red Sox do not permit anyone to stream their product because Major League Baseball wants to make money off it.
Right.
So when we are about to carry a Boston Red Sox game, the stream will switch to something else.
And it switches over to Fox.
And it switches it over.
Which I told them this is what was going on.
No. So you were blaming it on me. Yeah.
So this will happen same time tonight?
Yes.
It tomorrow? Will.
Yes.
Thursday and Friday?
Yes. And it's automatic. Yes. I have no control over it.
Okay, so how is that Arnie's fault?
I will fix it. Don't worry about it. I fix everything.
Because he was blaming
here.
The problem on me.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure there was something you could do, but you don't do it.
Yeah, okay.
There you go. All right. 802-655-6672 if you want to go jump on in. TJ will try to tell you what's trending. He'll screw that up. We'll come back. We'll get you ready for TC, Tom, Karen. You're in the huddle. What about point of the game?
This is the Herd. The game. Trending now.
Good afternoon. New England Patriots reportedly requested that former wide receiver Mohamed Sanu take a pay cut before he was released by the team last September. Sanu revealed the fallout in New England yesterday on a podcast. Former Giant Eli Manning and his brother Peyton Manning will soon give fans another way to watch football. The multi-time Super Bowl champions will lead a Monday Night Football megacast production. It'll be on ESPN2 and possibly other outlets like ESPN+. Boston Celtics restricted free agent Tremont Waters reportedly looking for other opportunities to break into the rotation with another team. 23-year-old was a second-round pick by the Celtics in 2019 and has played just 37 games over his first two seasons in Boston. After 3 years, Bruins goaltender Yaroslav Halak will be continuing his career elsewhere. According to his agent, the 36-year-old is healthy and plans to continue his NHL career with another team. Meanwhile, the Bruins expected to go hard after free agent defenseman Ryan Sutter. After his contract was bought out by the Minnesota Wild with 4 years remaining on his contract. Luis Rojas being suspended for 2 games after his excessive argument with umpires during Sunday's come-from-behind win against the Pirates in Pittsburgh. The Mets manager served the first game last night, will serve the second game tonight. Check it out. Sports Vermont Lake Monsters attempt to keep the win streak alive. They host a doubleheader versus the Brockton Rocks at Centennial Field. First pitch tonight at 6:05. Garrett Cole takes the hill for the Sox in Buffalo as they take on Toronto Game 2. Sox pregame at 6:07. Yankees host the fight in Phils. Domingo Herman gets the start at 7:05. The Metropolitans hand the ball to Robert Stock against the Reds in Cincy at 7:10. And it's do or die in the NBA playoffs for the Phoenix Suns. The Bucks lead the series 3-2 games. 6 tonight at 9. I'm TJ Michaels, and you are up to date. Now let's go back inside the huddle with Arnie and Rich.
101.3, The Game. In the car, on your computer, on your phone, on your Amazon Echo, and video streaming on Twitch. There's always a way to listen to the show.
I think you might want to listen.
It's The Huddle on 101.3, The Game.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. You're in the huddle. What a 1.3 The Game. It is the power hour of the show, about 8 or 9 minutes away from TC. Tom Caron, our Nesson insider. We'll talk to him. Usually we have him at the top of the hour, but he had a few things to do, so he'll join us at 15 past the hour.
Yep.
My wife making me Caesar salad tonight.
Nice.
No, that's not nice.
How do you screw up Caesar salad?
Because you don't add anything to it. I need like something like maybe shrimp or something. She puts nothing into it, so I'll have to stop home and put some cheeseburgers in it. Anything. Give me something. Anything. But
cheeseburgers.
Give me something.
A salad?
Give me a pepperoni pizza in the salad, you know?
Now we're talking.
If you didn't listen to the first segment of the show, a lot of you may be surprised to hear this, but Ben and Auberg backed out on Friday of our one-on-one game. So, but no surprise.
He's no spinning that.
No, there's no spinning that.
No, it might have something to do with the fact that Friday is his anniversary and he has a brain in his head.
It was his anniversary when he made the bet with me yesterday. So it doesn't make a difference. I don't have any sympathy toward him.
Well, you're going to have to when he's ahead 18 to nothing.
Couldn't he have lost to me in one-on-one and then gone out to his anniversary?
I doubt it.
Happy wife, happy life.
Yeah, as someone who only lasted 7 years in his only marriage, I would say, despite that fact, I still don't think that would have been a good idea.
Travis said add anchovies to your salad.
Ugh,
that's disgusting.
That is.
Absolutely disgusting.
When I worked at Pizza Hut and people would order anchovies, the entire place just reeked. It's like, really? You want to put that on your pizza?
Now I got to get mentally prepared all over again. I was getting mentally prepared on Friday. Now I got to do it all over again on Tuesday. I do have basketball tomorrow, though, by the way.
A million violins.
By the way, Rams fan Rob said no excuses. Absolutely. I'm giving him a break. So technically I'm 1-0 against him.
Okay, so you get like a 9-point lead because you're giving him the break?
No, no, I get the win.
Oh, so it's over.
But this is game two now.
Okay.
I'm up one game to nothing.
Best 2 out of 3?
Yeah, best 2 out of 3. Ben's wife's birthday is Tuesday.
Chris and Champagne.
If he pulls that crap, I'm going to lose my marbles. I really am. What does that say? They're coming in a little too fast.
Logan in Williston says, Arnie, I'll put a large pepperoni and a 2-liter on a one-on-one game. It's on.
I already beat Logan. Isn't that our intern? By the way, one of our intern Logan.
Yeah, which one? He's intern 7-ish?
Is it intern Logan that wants to come back and intern with us?
I think so, yeah.
He was here when he was in high school. He went away 4 years to college, and now he's back and wants to intern with us again.
Why would anyone want to go through that again?
Well, my thing is this. Didn't we teach you enough that after college you should have a job? I mean, do you really want to come back and intern with us all over again?
Where did Logan go to school?
Champlain College.
Oh, the place I'll be paying for on a monthly basis till I'm in my grave.
Yeah. But he said he's not the intern, so. But
it's not him. Okay.
But our intern Logan, the one that interned with us, is going to be coming back with us. So he has one more year left of college.
So do we call him intern 5 or intern 14?
I don't know. I have no idea what we're going
to do. I think we call him intern 5 to the second power.
Okay.
Your jokes are getting worse.
Now, that would be what, 25? Am I right?
Know. I don't know.
What's 5 to the second power? Isn't that 25?
That would be 25, yeah.
It's 5 times 5.
My 7 years at Linden pays off.
Are you any good at math, or are you just horrible?
I'm horrible at math.
I'm actually very good at
There's
math.
There's no point in most of it.
I could win a math.
A to the second times B to the third equals X to the what? Who cares? How does that do anything?
I think I could beat a lot of our listeners in a math contest.
In what way? Like trigonometry? Calculus?
Why don't we get this whole thing over with and just buy you like one of those wrestling masks and then put you in a ring and just let you take on all comers?
Algebra. I'm pretty good at algebra, too.
Nightmare that was.
I loved algebra.
Why?
Because I was good at
it. What possibly would benefit your radio career knowing those things?
I didn't want to get in the radio. I never thought about getting in the radio. That wasn't my goal in life, is to get it. I wanted to be a lawyer or a doctor.
Like everyone else around you.
No, I didn't want to get in the stinking radio. What the hell's wrong with you? There wasn't even sports radio when I was a kid.
Oh, I remember a show called The Sports Huddle every Sunday in Boston radio with Eddie Andelman.
Yeah, Eddie from Boston. Yeah,
yes.
I was in a book with him.
Oh, here we go.
No, I was. Me and Eddie Andelman.
Should have name dropped.
Wow.
The Sports Huddle was something. And calling all of sports with Guy Manila.
Logan said, did you guys ever cover in here about Cole Anthony running that camp in Williston? Pretty cool.
Oh, wow.
It was Greg Anthony's kid. He plays for Orlando.
Yes.
And he was in town. I wanted him to come out and play in that tournament that I was in over the weekend. But
yeah. You were going to take him on at JC Park, too.
Exactly.
Right?
That would have lasted long.
I didn't think you wanted to, you know, risk millions of dollars playing me in a one-on-one.
Well, he wouldn't have had to move. He could just stand there.
Oh, did you ever? Larry David.
Yeah.
There was a Larry David episode where he was sitting courtside at a Laker game.
Mm-hmm.
And he had his like legs stretched out.
And I think he tripped.
It's like Shaq or somebody.
Yeah, I remember that.
And Shaq, I think it was Shaq, and Shaq went down and like got hurt. Oh my, you know, something real stupid. I love that.
By the way, we tried to set up an interview, but his arrival time didn't jive with all of it.
That's cool. I wonder why he was coming up here anyway. Where's the connection between Cole Anthony and Burlington, Vermont, though?
I don't know.
Well, you should know. It's Williston, your home. Yeah. Box in a field.
I don't know, but I know that Greg Anthony's his dad, who played for UNLV, played for the Knicks. Obviously, had a good little stretch there in the NBA. No doubt about that. 802-655-6672. But yeah, Intern 11 will have the Waterfront Tour. Intern 11 and Intern 13 will have the Waterfront Tour
tomorrow,
and Intern 12 will have the tour of UVM on Thursday.
The 420 tour.
Yeah, the 420 tour. So. I'm looking forward to that.
Hey, by the way, you haven't mentioned it yet, and I'd like you to, because I'm looking at some of these deals, and they're absolutely ridiculous. It's like stealing. Champlain Valley Auctions having one of those blowout sales. We weren't planning on having one, but what this is a mixture of items that we had left over from the previous sales, and they're going to be priced to move.
Ooh,
I never thought I'd say that in my radio career.
Yeah, that is a big sale.
Should I say it in my radio voice?
Yes.
These babies are priced to move.
By now.
Thursday.
Once it's gone, it's gone.
Tax time doesn't have to be taxing.
Oh, I hate you.
That's something else.
I hate you.
That's my bad.
Anyway, visit ChamplainValleyAuction.com. ChamplainValleyAuction.com. Check out a couple of deals. The auction blowout starts Thursday at noon. As you said, all the deals are first come, first serve, and I'm sure they're going to go off the board very quickly. I've just been looking at some of them, and it's basically practically free stuff for things you're going to use.
Yeah, there's like $80 gift certificates.
But can you give us some? You're just stalling.
$18.
Can you give us some
I can't
examples?
Find it.
There you go. I've been looking at this all day until the time I do the reads, and now I can't find it.
Oh, there it is.
There's
19 automotive things. Custom apparel, 25 of them. No, actually, how about this? A foursome at the Catamount Country Club. The price, $25.
For the whole foursome?
Yes. For all four of you, $25.
I'll just go myself.
Wow.
Because I don't have three friends.
25. That is for sure. Well, you've got two dogs and a wife. $25 gift voucher at the Lighthouse Restaurant.
I'll just go myself and play four times.
$12.
Wow.
A $50 game card to Spare Time. $15.
Nice.
I mean, these are just ridiculous.
Rams fan Rob said, Rich, you should sell repo cars.
That's a funny
Did you
guy.
Just say you don't have four friends?
Three friends.
Because I have friends, and that's a fact, like Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine, and Jack.
Yeah, but
that's
they don't
four.
Play golf, though. They don't play golf.
$20 gift voucher for Schaefer's Deli and Market for $4. I mean, you get the idea. ChamplainValleyAuction.com. It starts Thursday.
Anything I want to get tires for my Bronco coming up. I'm going to get one of the big old burly tires with the big teeth, and I'm going to lift the Bronco, and I'm going to look badass.
Put chains down on it?
No, you know, just the big old grip tires. You know what I'm talking about?
Automotive.
Yeah,
let's see what this is.
The mud and the snow, and I'm going to be pulling people out of ditches when you're going to be calling me up going, hey, get the Bronco out of here. Help me out. Seriously, I'm going to get big old tires. My tires have hardly any... hardly been used. I only have 3,000 miles on them. I should just give them to somebody.
All right, well, $50 gift voucher to Dave's Garage for $18. This is ridiculous. This is like 70% off.
Really?
Unreal. Airport Park and Wash, $100 gift voucher, $25. That's the automotive stuff. There's a couple others on here. There's just unbelievable deals. Noise Tire has some deals.
Yeah, I'm going to get some big old tires. I'm going to wait till... So after the fall, ready to go? Let's go out to the TikTok Jewelers. Get inside. Joining us now, it's our Nesson Insider. It's Tom Caron. How you doing, TC?
Good. How we doing, guys?
You staying busy? Big win by the Sox. They bounced back. They had dropped 2 out of 3. I thought the slide was going to start right there and then, you know?
Well, you know, I thought last night was important because you got to figure the Sabres. You got to figure the Blue Jays were trying to make a statement, right? They'd won 4 in a row, 2.5 games out of the wild card, creeping into the AL East picture at that point. I think they were feeling pretty good going to that game. And again, there's a lot of baseball to play, obviously, but the eight-run first inning just had to be a kick in the backside to a young Blue Jays team that felt it was moving in the right direction. That had to be a stunning blow. I mean, losing the game is one thing, but just getting kicked to the curb, your starting pitcher going one-third of an inning, giving up six runs, that was an impressive, and it was Alex Cora, again, juggling the lineup. This is the kind of stuff he did, if you remember, back in 2018 when they won the World Series. Every night you'd look, wait, this guy's in, this guy's out, this is the lineup, and it always worked. Well, it worked last night, that's for sure.
I know, and it felt like, to me, Toronto feels like that sort of snake in the grass that you're not noticing that's just going to come and pounce.
I agree. I remember going into last night's game, I was telling people here, I was like, I'm really worried about this series. I think, they play them nine more times now. It's 10 times in basically 3 weeks in three different cities, right? Buffalo, Boston, and then Toronto. And that, you lose 7 out of 10 to those guys, and they're right there with you. So that offense is scary. They need pitching, as we saw last night. And they'll probably make some moves for pitching as we get closer to the deadline. I'm with you. In a lot of ways, they worry me long-term, I think maybe more than Tampa Bay does.
What about Jarren Duran? Goes up there first inning, hits the home run, gets that off of his back a little bit. I mean, he's a guy who's obviously very good at pretty much every level he's been. I mean, how excited should we be about him at this point?
Oh, it's legit. You know, the guys, I mean, the opposite field power you saw with the home run last night. And Salem Field in Buffalo plays power to the right side. So for him to muscle that opposite field really tells you something about his strength and power at the plate. If you saw the run he scored on the Arroyo base hit down in New York, when he just was just flying from second base, he's got great speed. I mean, he's a five-tool player, and he's really shown some poise here at the start of his career. And I think that was a big part of why Cora felt he could juggle that lineup last night and put him in the two-hole because of what he saw from the kid at Yankee Stadium over the weekend. And that allows you to move Martinez down. All the numbers show you that the Red Sox have by far and away the most RBI opportunities for the number five hitter. So by moving Martinez to number five, that should open up. And you saw last night he had four hits and a walk. And then you got Verdugo behind him now, which Verdugo might not be crazy about, but it gives you a veteran hitter behind Martinez. They go left-right. It just makes a lot of sense right now the way this lineup shapes up. And it's all because you can trust Duran that high in the lineup.
Well, he strutted around the bases after hitting that home run. He looked like he belonged. Even Alex Cora said so himself last night. So this could be a really, really good player for Boston for a long time.
Yeah, I don't want to put the pressure on him by making a comparison like this, but it's shades of Jacoby Ellsbury. Ellsbury came up late in 2007, about the same time, really. I think he played 60 or 70 games down the stretch in 07. Wasn't there at the start, right? Wasn't the starting center fielder in the playoffs, but by the World Series, he was. By the World Series, he had become your everyday center fielder, and they win a World Series. Now, I don't know, does that mean that's going to happen now? No, but, Ellsbury never looked back, although Yankee fans might tell you something different the way it ended. But Duran certainly has the ability to do the type of things that Ellsbury did with you in 07 and 08.
You know, TC, I think you guys on Nesson put out, you have all these trade rumors out there. I think you guys had one of them, Rizzo from the Cubs would be a good fit in for the Sox. I said first baseman when I tried to say, what about getting Aaron Judge? What do you think about Rizzo coming over?
Well, I think that'd be a great fit. I mean, there's no doubt about that. You can get him. You're not going to get Aaron Judge to come. Yeah, but Red Sox are not going to get Aaron Judge. But getting Rizzo, would certainly. I mean, what do you have to give up? That's what it's going to come down to. We know the Cubs are going to rip things apart. I was just talking to Brian O'Halloran, the general manager. And he was saying it's been pretty active. There's been a lot of conversations. Nothing they're going to tell us about yet. But with 10 days to go here till the trade deadline, there aren't a lot of clear sellers because so many teams are within striking distance of at least a wild card spot. But we know the Cubs are one of the sellers. And it's a fire sale. Everything must go. There was a lot of talk about Kimbrel. I'm a little concerned about that because of what I saw in 2018 and the fact that Chris Sale closed out the World Series, not Craig Kimbrel. But I love the idea of Rizzo if you cannot mortgage the future to get him.
Do you see how surprised was everybody down in Boston when the Sox were the fourth pick? I mean, everybody was kind of bummed they didn't get lighter with, you know, after Texas took him with a second pick. But how surprised was it when the across-the-board number one guy, Marcelo Mayer from San Diego, ends up landing in their laps?
Yeah, just amazing. And they were, you know, the Red Sox were in on him really before a lot of teams. But again, talking to the Red Sox front office, they never thought he'd be around at number four. And it really, you know, once the run to the college guys started, it really it opened the door and let Mayer fall into their lap. And it's, you know, he's a great there's a great opportunity here with a guy that projects the comps are you know, Brandon Crawford, guys like that, you know, not just major leaguers, but premium players who can spend a long time with an organization. So they were thrilled. They love his character. If you get, you know, that's a big part of it, right? Because, you know, even picking number four, it's not like other sports. You're picking number four overall, but you're not going to see this guy for a few years at best. And especially a guy out of high school, a kid coming out of high school. So they love his makeup. They love his character and the tools play. So, yeah, I was, you know, at the beginning I'm watching and I really like the catcher. I really like Leiter. They go right away, and you're like, yeah. And then you're like, there's no way he's going to slide to four. And there's Meyer, and they get him, and it was really surprising.
TC, a little Bruins, my friend. Who do you expect them, Seattle, to take off that list? We were talking maybe Richie. Krejci, I think, was another one. Tuukka Rask, not left protected, but there was no way Seattle going to take him anyway because of the contract. He's on, obviously doesn't have one. And, you know, we talked about Montreal and Carey Price being unprotected, but they wouldn't take him either. What do you think Seattle's going to be doing with the Bruins pick?
Well, I think it's going to be one of the two defensemen. I don't think it'll be Richie. I think if I'm in Seattle, you got to look at either Lauzon or Clifton. And I think it really depends on how soon you think you're going to be really good, right? I think they'll expect to be competitive right away. The caliber of players there that they should be able to build a good team pretty quickly. But, you know, are you going to be Vegas and you're going to be
a playoff run
in year one?
Yeah.
Or are you going to be 3 years out? Because to me, Clifton probably is the better player now. But I think the ceiling for Lauzon is higher as he continues to play. And so, you know, if I were making the pick, I'd probably go Lauzon. I think he's a defenseman who could really help you. Why not Price? Why not just tie up the money in Price? Because I'll tell you what,
yeah,
a goaltender like that can be the difference between, you know, a 34 win season and a 40 win season, right? If he steals you eight games along the way, you know, you go from being outside to being in the playoffs. And if you're, If he's saving you a goal a night, you know, your games are all of a sudden a whole lot more interesting, and you're trying to sell tickets. I don't know, man. What I would do, because obviously Montreal's assuming that they won't pick him, I'd be calling Montreal and saying, listen, what can you do for me if you don't want me to pick him? Because otherwise
right.
we're going to take him.
Exactly. That's exactly what you do.
Put a little pressure on him, because that's what Vegas did so well last time.
Right.
Vegas shook the tree on everybody.
Right.
Say, hey, you don't want to lose this guy? Give me something. And they got all kinds of side deals.
Oh, I love it.
He's a high price, though, for that franchise. And if you're going to go with – I understand that, but, I mean, he was a pretty mediocre goalie other than about a month and a half in the first three rounds.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, man, you go in there as the guy, and it's a whole new experience. I don't know. Fleury, right, kind of did it with Vegas. You know, you could have said the same stuff about him at the end of Pittsburgh, right? And you know, I mean, here's the thing. To make it work, you got to then grab a bunch of guys who aren't making a lot of money, right? And so that's, you know, can you piece together enough of a team around him to make the money work? And I'm not a capologist, but you'd certainly be hamstringing your ability to field a complete team.
You mentioned a couple of defensemen probably as the Seattle pick, but were you surprised Nick Ritchie was on that list?
I was. I thought it'd be DeBrusque. I thought they'd protect Ritchie and leave out DeBrusque, but I think they feel they can probably get a deal for DeBrusque and get something in return. You know, Ritchie is what Ritchie is, which is a really good complementary piece to a team, and he fits in pretty well with anybody. But I think the I think the upside of DeBrusk, we don't know what he is yet. He's certainly been frustrating in his inconsistency here, but we've seen glimpses, haven't we?
Yeah.
I mean, we've seen little stretches. We're like, whoa, this guy could be a 25-30 goal scorer if you ever put that together. And maybe he will somewhere else. I don't know if he will in Boston, but I think their fear was they could lose DeBrusk. I don't think they'll lose Richie. I think in the case of Richie, if I'm Seattle, I go with one of the defensemen instead. If DeBrusk was there, I might take him.
Yeah.
By the way, I know you're busy with everything going on. How come you don't do any Olympic stuff?
What do you mean? Why don't I do any Olympic stuff?
Like play-by-play of stuff.
I mean, baseball games every night.
Come on, Arnie.
Well, you could take 2 weeks off every, 4 years, can't you?
Yeah, no. I mean,
really?
I mean, we've talked about some things way back in the day in the past, but it's just, I could probably pull that off.
Yeah.
Pull any other time off. I get time off to go see my kid play soccer in the fall. Yeah, it's just, it's quality of life, man. Work life.
Olympics, though, once every 4 years.
Yeah. Tom, if you...
and go get COVID in Tokyo. This isn't the year to make my debut.
There you go.
Tom, if you could pull some strings for me, I'm really interested in women's beach volleyball.
Are we all? There's no doubt about that. It's funny. This one, I'm an Olympics guy. I really do.
Really?
I love them. I buy into them. This one's going to be weird, with the no crowd.
Right, right.
I'm not feeling it. I don't know about you guys.
It may get canceled still. It still may get canceled
right.
As of this morning.
I'll straight up. They shouldn't be playing. They shouldn't have the Olympics.
Wow.
As simple as that.
Wow.
Should have waited one more year.
Can't.
Have the winter and summer
Can't.
In the same year.
Too much
Go
money.
Back to the old days, like when we used to have the summer and winter Olympics in the same seasons. In the same year, and they just should have waited that extra year to get everybody there. I know money talks, but nobody feels good about this, do they?
No. Well, the money is, that's for sure.
I know a lot of people who work on the television side, and a lot of people who are over there, Catherine Tappan, and Carolyn Mano, and people we have around here are all part of that Olympic broadcast, Naoko Funayama, and they're all over there, and they're going to be super careful. I know there's a 14-day quarantine.
Wow.
As soon as they get there. It's like a soft quarantine, but they can just... The hotel and the restaurant of the hotel.
Don't forget about the bed, too. Don't forget about the beds made of cardboard.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. But I know a lot of the production side people who are back here at the at the NBC studios and stuff back here doing stuff. And unlike past years where they'd be upset about that, they're all thrilled they're not in Tokyo.
Oh, yeah. I could imagine.
Well, they're $29 billion in debt in Japan over the Olympics as of right now. And
it's unbelievable, isn't it? I mean, listen, that's what, up in Montreal, right? It was the big O, and it was OWE because the city owed so much money for that stadium for so many years.
Yeah, and I don't know if you saw the article about Toyota, but Toyota sponsored the Olympics and all the coverage, and then they realized over in Japan it is so wildly unpopular because the people there think that it shouldn't be played because of COVID that they've yanked all their television commercials and yanked – they're still paying to sponsor it, but they're getting nothing out of it.
Right, sponsoring, paying to not show our
Money spent there. What could go wrong?
TC, I know you got to go. Last question. The guy who hit Alex Verdugo with the ball, how is it that he won't be able to get into any stadium in the MLB?
I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh because you shouldn't do it. And I'm sure they'll never let him back in the Yankee Stadium. What are you going to hire, an extra army of security guards to watch this guy at every ballpark across – I keep thinking of the Bobby Valentine Groucho as he tries to sneak into a game. I get it. It's a nice statement. You're making a powerful statement by saying he'll never see a baseball game in person again. But good luck. But how are you going to do that?
Wow, I love it. All right, TC. Of course, Tom Karen, our Nesbitt Insider. Have a great week, my friend. Enjoy. We'll catch up with you next week.
Let the games begin.
Yes,
good luck,
sir.
Everybody.
Take
Thanks,
care.
Tom.
There he goes, Tom Karen, my friend.
TC's appearance every Tuesday here on 101.3. The game is brought to you by Catamount North. Our caps are tops. For over 35 years, Catamount North has specialized in meeting the needs of truck owners. They're at 65 Dorset Lane in Williston. Give them a call at 879-7172.
Colts fan Dave, am I crazy? Did I hear TC say Buffalo about Major League Baseball? Yeah, because Toronto are going to finish up their games until they can go back when, Rich, now? August?
August, is it 9th?
No, I thought they can go back.
Right, only Americans can go into Canada.
July 30th in 10 days.
Oh, I hadn't heard that one. All right, I just know August. I think it was the 9th.
I think so. I've gotten so many dates in my head, I have no idea when.
August 9th.
No, that's when we can cross the border.
Oh.
I think the Blue Jays can actually play at home.
Oh, okay.
Starting the 30th. So I don't know if they'll have fans. That I can't tell you.
But, I thought it was cool last night seeing that game at Salem Field. It was neat. There's no bleachers really to speak of. All those home runs are going in.
You can see the freeway.
You can see the cars going on the freeway.
I've been on that freeway a million times.
Oh, me too. I've been going into Canada.
That takes you right into Canada.
I love it. It's a beautiful park, and it's right in the middle of the city.
That used to be Coca-Cola, I think.
Right, and Dunn Tire Park.
Right, exactly. Yep. Gosh, getting a lot of the Town Fair Tire text line. Some guy ripped my Bronco, Rich.
Why? What's wrong with your Bronco?
Remember I said I was going to get new tires? And he goes, where is that one? God, they're coming in a little too fast. He goes, yeah, because the new Bronco looks really badass. Not.
That's Brock in Cambridge.
What do you mean it's not a badass car?
Actually, it is pretty badass.
It's very badass. It's
very, very retro.
Yeah.
Just bad.
Wow. It's a Ford, too. What's
because
wrong with you?
You spent 6 months talking my ear off about what you're getting for your next car, as if I could give a rat's patootie what kind of car you're getting.
A Trailhawk.
And it turned out to be a Bronco. I just thought it was going to be like a Maserati, the way you were talking.
Well, I was going to get the Trailhawk, remember?
Oh, that's right. Every day in here.
Yeah, every day.
Now I just have to hear about his basketball statistics for an hour.
Yeah, there you go. All right, 802-655-6672. If you want to go jump on in, we got some national stories I want to get to. That's coming up next. You're in the huddle. What about point three of the game?
What is your mindset for what you're supposed to do going into game six now?
Be better, you know, as a whole collective group. You know, we all know, like I said earlier, what's at stake and what's on the line. So, you know, everybody's going to have to give a little bit more because what we've done hasn't been enough.
Who's that, Devin Booker?
That's Devin Booker.
I gotta be better.
I want the Suns to win tonight, but if I was going to bet the game, I'll take Milwaukee -5.5. Especially when the game gets to be 5 or 6 at the end of the game and you start fouling on purpose and you have no chance of coming back, and then all of a sudden it shoots up to 10 because they're just making foul shots.
I couldn't believe, with everything the Suns have done in the last 2 months and how incredible this run has been for them, that they couldn't pull out that win in game 5 at home.
Mm.
I was shocked that Milwaukee went in and won that game.
By the way, that was true when we were talking to TC. The Olympics still may get canceled. It's not a done deal that this thing is actually going to take off on time.
How does that happen with the money involved?
I can't answer. Dennis in Georgia says, L. Perrier's first heat at the Olympics, August 1st. Let's go. I mean, you're definitely all into watching that.
Oh, I will absolutely watch every second of whatever she's doing.
If you could find out what time it is, you're not going to watch it live, because it's going to be like, 3, 4 in the morning?
Well, I'll be up.
I have the schedule pinned to the corkboard when Elle's going to run.
Are you?
Yeah.
Ellie Perrier-St. Pierre has now broken away. She's in a league of her own in this race, and she's going to become an Olympian. Ellie Perrier-St. Pierre is off to Tokyo.
Well, I don't know if you're going to be able to watch it, because did you hear this? The USA men's basketball team, their games are going to be on the Peacock streaming network. So
bless you.
Yeah, so Peacock decided to go ahead and stream one of their games last week.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Bad idea. What do they call that? It kept buffering?
Yeah, buffering.
So you could... Oh.
I know what buffering is. But I see that a lot.
You couldn't watch the game, and millions of people...
Complained.
What do you think they're going to do? That's the only place you could watch the Olympic basketball.
Yeah.
That's the only place you could watch a lot of Olympics. Right. But you can't watch any basketball other than on the Peacock Network.
By the way, L. Perrier, Wednesday, August 4th, that's the 1500-meter semifinals on NBC, 6 a.m. Eastern Time.
Ooh.
That's August 4th.
Set your alarm.
And then 1500-meter final will be 2 days later, Friday, August 6th at 8:50 a.m. on NBC.
I guess if everything goes accordingly on time, I guess.
But... Yeah, if there is an Olympics.
Yeah.
What chaos that must be.
No, and they're just going to time shift everything.
No, but can you imagine the chaos right now in that whatever, quote, front office of the Olympics trying to make a decision about hundreds of billions of dollars.
There's not one person making the decision. This is coming from like a group of 20.
Oh, I'm sure.
And the money that they could lose is going to be just unbelievable.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Not to mention they've got these gigantic stadiums everywhere now.
By the way, you asked me yesterday about the NBA Finals ratings.
Yep.
Clay Travis put this out. NBA Finals Game 5 ratings were down nearly 50%. From the last NBA Finals Game 5 in the summer back of 2019, we compare everything to 2019 because we don't do it to last year because of the bubble and stuff like that. Can you believe that? It was like $18 million, now it's $9
million. Yeah, but what was last year's? Wasn't
2 years ago.
Wasn't LeBron in 2020?
Yeah, 2 years ago was a Golden State.
Yeah,
and,
that's right.
Yeah, so, I mean, the Warriors had, obviously, you know, good...
Miami.
Good viewership.
Yeah.
$18 million compared to $9
million. Well, it's Phoenix and Milwaukee. It's too bad because there's star power in this, but it's not real... I mean, Giannis, yes, but are you going to sit down and watch 3 hours of Giannis?
What are you going to watch more? What will people watch more, the game tonight or Intern 11's tour tomorrow?
Do you seriously mean is that true? There was 13,000 viewers?
13,100 in just one day. In one day.
That was my tour, not Intern number 11's.
That was in one day.
Yeah. Okay. So you're the famous one.
And then
I do what I can.
He'll have one tomorrow, and then Intern 12 is going to have one on Thursday.
Yeah.
If he does it. I get a feeling he might not do it, but he better do it. I want to see a tour of UVM.
Yeah, he might want to show up.
Well, and Intern 12's got one to do.
Yeah, that's what I said. Intern 12 has to do UVM. If he does do it, who knows with that guy?
Maybe it is.
You should ask him. Ask him what the most interesting place at UVM is that people don't normally get to see.
The 420 room is big.
Yeah, what are you going to show us from UVM, by the way, Intern 12? Is there anything fun there or what?
Not really.
Take us around maybe the fraternities, the sororities.
See, those are all off campus and in random spots.
Well, okay.
Can you take us like to the football field that nobody uses?
We don't have a football field.
Yeah, the one right off this.
That's a rugby field.
But it's got the goalpost up there.
It's a rugby field.
All right, take us to the damn rugby field then. Take us to the gut.
There's
show us around. Take us to the door.
Honestly don't know if I could get in the gut or
Patrick Jim.
Someone says, I think everything is closed.
Then Intern 12 loses. Intern 13 has to do one. Wow. You give us a good tour of the campus. Take us to like the cafeteria. Take us to a classroom. Show us around a little bit. People want to see UVM.
Like I just said, I don't think I can get into any of the buildings.
The hockey arena.
Don't
show
they
us
know
the
who
outside.
You are?
Do they know who you are?
Just tell them, walk up and some security guy will say, what do you want? Say, well, you know who I am.
Do you know who I am?
I'm Intern 12.
I'm Intern
12.
Didn't
I catch you smoking weed the other day over behind the bushes?
No.
Weren't you at the police department?
Just walk around the campus and just film it, would you please?
Maybe.
Say, this is the class that I'm supposed to go to that I never go to. This is the class I fail all the time. You know, just show us around a little bit.
The most interesting thing that you can think of that you can get into or that you can show the people from the pack.
Yeah, expectations very high. You've got to beat 13,100 views.
The UVM Green's kind of nice. And
there you go.
There you go. Okay, yeah.
You
know, absolutely.
You know what would be nice? We would like to, not we, Rich and TJ would like you to talk to some young female co-eds would be nice, too. Would that not be?
That would be okay.
That would be okay.
I have to be honest. I wouldn't hate that.
Wow. Says here, we're rooting for you, Intern 12.
Troy says, I can help you get into the hockey arena. He works there.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. All right.
So you make a connection. We expect this is going to be high expectations for Thursday.
Winnipeggers are going to want to see the new home of Todd Woodcroft.
And you know if you don't do a good job, they will let you, they'll hammer the hell out of you. You've seen that before.
Yeah.
See what they've done to TJ and Intern 11 before. Intern 11 went home crying one time. It was just
true.
Tears. Oh, it was true.
It's true.
So you inspired? Is this going to happen?
Yeah. I don't know. We'll
see. I don't know. You better have it or you got a D. You're getting a D in the class right now. If you don't do this assignment, I'm going to be forced to give you an F.
What do you need to do to get inspired? No, forget it. I don't want to know.
All right, 802-655 6672. So Intern 11 will have one of the Waterfront tomorrow, and Intern 12 will have one of UVM on Thursday.
Hopefully.
Yeah, who the hell knows with that? By the way, Scott Foster is going to be the referee tonight.
And that is?
The referee for the Milwaukee Suns game.
Okay.
And the reason that's significant is when he referees, Chris Paul is 0-12.
Wow, that actually matters. That's a pretty good sample size.
0-12.
Yes.
0-12. That
so
means,
does he foul out? Does he not let him play his style?
I don't know. Or does he have a bet on the Milwaukee Bucks is what you're asking me? I have no idea.
That's where you're
Shut
going.
Up.
Never. What, you said it.
I mean, 0-12, though, Rich, you would think that if I'm the referee, I want them to win one game just to get this thing off my back. You know what I mean? I want you to win the game. Let me give you a call for crying out loud.
Our Packers say girls, arena, basketball court, even getting arrested trying to get into facilities would take you, would put you on top.
Absolutely.
Yeah, actually being arrested, as long as you film it, would be very
drama. Would be awesome. Talk to some co-eds and stuff like that.
High drama.
There's no girls on campus.
Does UVM have a women's beach volleyball team?
No.
No. Okay. No. Just checking.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they play down at Letty, North Beach. Right?
Intern 11 told me he's never been to the waterfront or to North Beach.
How is that possible?
Well, I have no idea.
Well, first of all, he's from Brandon.
So what? So what? What the hell is that? He comes up here like 3 times a week. You've never been down there once.
No, because you're so demanding. He has to come right to the station and get to work.
He goes, well, what am I going to tell them? I said, take intern 13 down and go show them the damn waterfront. You don't need to know the history of it to show them, hey, here's the water. Here's the lake. Check it out. Show him a couple of restaurants for crying out loud. What does it say? Intern 13 does crib tours, or does he do lakefront as well? We vote the winner on Friday. Like, he doesn't have a company that does this. We just force him to do
it. I'm not feeling like my 500-square-foot apartment is going to win anything.
Oh, people want to see your apartment.
All right. There's nothing to see except cat crap.
Yeah, they want to go ahead and see your apartment. By the way, TJ, I sent you the NFL Network preseason schedule.
Mm-hmm. That's exciting.
Well, just
we are in the middle of a great pennant race here. So,
the camps open up like today.
No, I'm actually excited because I have no idea what the Patriots are going to look like. So it's going to be fun.
The only reason I brought that up is because I think the first game the NFL Network is airing, and I got the schedule here in front of me, is Washington and the Patriots will be the first game on Thursday, August 12th on the NFL Network.
Cool.
They're also carrying the Patriots-Eagles game on Thursday the 19th.
Good, because the preseason, even though it's down to 3 games, is exciting more than ever this year because there's some competition. I mean, it may be our only chance to see what Mac Jones can do,
at least
early in the year.
And they'll carry the third Patriots game against the Giants, 6 o'clock Eastern on Sunday the 29th. So all 3 games. By the way, will we be able to see it on the NFL Network, or do they just keep it on local and black it out?
I don't know. That's why you go to bars.
No, but you'll be able to see it one way or the other.
Right. As long as there's an open bar, I can go.
Yeah. Waterfront and restaurant downtown, I think Intern 12 might actually come through for us.
Wow,
although you'll be disappointed then if you have high expectations for Intern 12. Let me just put that out there.
He'll take you and show you all the smoke shops.
Lord knows there's a bunch of them.
All right, 802-655-6672. We'll come back. We'll get to the scraps and last story standing. You're in the huddle. What a 1 point to the game. All right, a couple of things I want to say. Do you know who Rich Paul is? He's LeBron's partner, agent type
okay.
guy.
Okay, yes. All right.
He is dating Adele. Just want you to know that.
Oh, okay.
Just thought I'd throw that out there. He's dating Adele.
That's the British songstress.
Yeah, there you go.
So okay.
They're a hot item out
See,
there.
See, I've heard her. I've heard her of her.
The Norway handball team was fined $1,700.
Oh, no.
Yes, because they wouldn't wear bikini shorts. They wore short shorts.
I would like to thank the officials at the U.S. Olympic team, or at the Olympic team, for sticking to their guns and holding on to the rules.
Absolutely. And the rare Nike Olympic shoes, the first ones ever made, are on sale. You could buy them for $1 million at the Sotheby auction.
A pair of shoes.
Nikes, though.
Yeah, they also
have... Oh, well, that matters.
Yeah, that's the first one.
They also have Michael Jordan's Converse from the Dream Team.
Oh, really?
In that same auction, yeah. They say they're going to go for $80,000
to $100,000.
Wow. Just absurd.
That is some serious dough. And also, question for you, Huddle. What are you going to do one day when you have a few dozen tourists from Canada outside your residence or station ask you to show them around town or asking for a place to stay?
Well, we're going to ask them to send us a link of the fan club online so we can see what the heck's going on.
$500 a night, they could stay at my house. For $1,000 a night, they could stay with Rich, right?
In my
Airbnb.
On my cat hair covered sofa.
Missed the start of the show. Can you post the archive quickly? So I can listen. Thanks. No problem. I'll get the TG on that right away.
By the way, real quickly, could I just throw this in? The Lake Monsters are playing a doubleheader. The first game starts in 15 minutes. And if you haven't been to a game recently, they are having a ball out there. The crowds have been great. They have won 13 straight baseball games. The weather right now looks fine. And you can see two for the price of one tonight. They're playing the team that's ahead of them in the standings
game
by
and a half.
One game.
Yeah, look at me. I'm on it.
The Brockton Rocks. So they could very well be in first place by the end of the night, and they have been a lot of fun.
Peter and Wilson, maybe intern 11 can interview Arnie's mother-in-law before she leaves town. No answer on that one. Nobody wants.
No,
I think we should do football picks with Lois.
Yeah, she's already picked the Cardinals and the Bills. I think at the Super Bowl. If that happens, I'll quit my show and run away. Is what I'll do.
Consultant Sam in Plattsburgh missed most of the show. Did I miss anything important?
Oh yeah, you missed a ton of things important.
You missed absolutely nothing.
And we'd like to thank Michael Jordan for calling in.
Yeah, don't say you didn't miss nothing. Make us look bad. By the way, it says Rich, it's pouring in Plattsburgh.
I don't want to hear that. They have so many games backed up right now with the rain.
All right, let's get the last story standing. Let's do that.
Wacky or insightful? We've saved the best for last. It's time for Last Story Standing on The Huddle on 101.3 The Game.
By the way, it says here, thanks for another great show. I'm pumped for tomorrow's tour. So they're already lining up for the tour tomorrow.
The pressure is on.
I love the pressure is on. What's going on, DJ?
Well, how awesome would it have been? You just got your video games in your basement already. How awesome would it have been to have seen a Happy Gilmore golf fighting game?
Oh, that is awesome. Okay, Bob Barker?
Yeah, the idea was pitched, but obviously it never went beyond the what if. But according to a game developer, Mike Mika, the pitch originally was a game that incorporated golf. And then you would have to fight in interludes, Shooter McGavin, Bob Barker, and an alligator.
Oh, I love that. How about the Arnie Spanier, Rich Haskell, TJ one? How about we do one like that?
What, in basketball
video
or just
game?
Brawling?
No, just like in radio where we yell at each other about sports.
Like an insult competition.
It's a pretty tight race if you're going to go there.
I love that.
Meanwhile, if you live on the left coast, I want you to beware. A TikTok time traveler says West Coast people should hold on to their butts in the coming years. Under the handle 4_4Follow08, the time traveler says that in 2024, there will be a major, major earthquake just north of Tijuana, Mexico.
Is this the guy that they gave the... lie detector 2 and he passed it?
Yes.
I'm going to have to save my money. If there's a real bad earthquake, I want to buy land after the earthquake.
He says the area just north of Tijuana, Mexico, will experience in 2024 the world's biggest earthquake.
Ugh. Wow.
That's not good news for San Diego.
Yeah.
Or Los Angeles.
Which is, what, 10 minutes away from Tijuana?
Wow.
And finally, there is nothing that a guy won't do when he's in survival mode. And that is true. You saw this story about this guy who was lost in the woods of Oregon for 2.5 weeks,
yes.
Harry Burley.
Yes.
He says he got lost when a trail split, and, it was a lot of improvisation and a lot of luck. To stave off dehydration, Burley says he drank his own urine. For food, he said he dined on insects, scorpions, crawfish, and a snail.
Well, I guess I'm dead.
Sounds like your wife's cooking.
Yeah, I guess I'm dead.
Whatever else he could get his mouth on. After 17 days in the woods, he was taken to a local hospital where he spent another 12 days in intensive care and 3 more days in the hospital beyond that.
Just because he didn't eat for 19 days? You would think that's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
You're kidding, right?
Burley says his life spark is now filled, but... You know, that's a whole thing. You know,
that's like dieting.
You ever see that show, the Doomsday Preppers?
No,
where the guys build the bunkers.
Oh,
and
yeah,
they're like,
yeah, yeah.
Right. I was into that show. I was watching it. And I'm like, this is really
probably
great.
Probably one of them.
Till one of the guys goes, yeah, and I have this machine that'll allow me to drink my own urine. And
there
I'm like,
you go.
Yeah, I'm out. That's it.
Rich, what's on the radio today?
Well, hopefully the same result as last night. That game was over by 7:30 last
night.
It didn't start till 7:08 or whatever stupid start time it was. 6:07, the pregame, about 15 minutes away as the Sox look to make it 2 in a row in Buffalo against the Toronto Blue Jays.
For Intern 12, for TJ, for Rich, I'm Arnie. Champlain Valley game night coming up next. You're in the huddle. What a 1.3 The Game.